Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hey, everybody. Kevin here, and I am so excited for this week because all of you are about to get Kevin's Cornered because you are about to hear part one of My Cabaret from Green Room 42, Repeat Offender for March 2022. This year, it was on my birthday, and so I am so excited to share part one of this with you. Please enjoy this episode of Broadwasted.
Good evening and welcome to the Green Room 42. Thank you so much for being here. At this time, we ask you please take a moment and silence your phones. At the Green Room 42, the use of photography and recording is strictly encouraged. And please tag us in your pictures and your videos at the Green Room 42. If you need to use the restroom, please exit through the doors you came in through, and they're located on down the hall on the other side of the elevators. And if you would like to order something during the performance, our servers will be available throughout the duration of the show, or you can use the table number on your lamp to order online. With those few necessities out of the way, I want you to please put your hands together for the reason you're all here, Kevin Jaeger.
Hello. Let's do a show, shall we? Got my diamonds, got my yacht, got a guy I adore. I'm so happy with what I got. I want more. Count your blessings. 1, 2, 3. I just hate keeping score. Any number is fine with me, as long as it's more. As long as it's more. I'm no mathematician. I'm no good at addition. I find counting a bore. Keep the numbers mounting, your accountant does the counting. I got rhythm, music too, just as much as before. Got my guy and my sky of blue. Now, however, I own the view. More is better than nothing true, but nothing's better than more, more, more. Nothing's better than more. Is fun, why not two? And if you like two, why not have four? And if you like four, why not a few? Why not a slew? More, more. If you like a little, why not a lot? Add a bit and it'll get to be a noodle. Every time tittle adds to the pot, soon you'll have the kid as well as a caboodle. More, more. Never say when, never say with plenty. If you let it rain, let it pour. If you like 10, wouldn't you like 20? If you like a penny, wouldn't you like plenty much more? Or does that sound too greedy? That's not greed, no indeedy. That's just stocking the store. Gotta fill your cupboard, remember Mother Hubbard? More, more. Each possession you possess starts your spirit to soar. That's what's soothing about excess. Never settle for nothing less. More is better than something, yes. But nothing's better than more, more, more. Except all. Except once you have it all, you may find all else a bore. And while things are bliss, there's one thing you'll miss, and that's more, 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 more.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. My name is Kevin Jaeger, and all of you, what the hell are we doing here? Well, tonight is my 37th time around the sun. It is my 37th birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Clap now, because you won't be clapping in like 5 years when I'm like, I'm 42, and you're like, that's not as exciting. And on top of that, this is my return to performing in after taking basically a decade off. To focus on doing other things. But I guess I decided to come back because I wanted more. So tonight we are here to talk about some of the decisions I've made. I tend to be the kind of person who makes the decision very quickly and then thinks about it later, which obviously works out really well all the time. But I always somehow make it work or don't, and then just live through the situation. So to get you all started, we'll talk about like a very highbrow story, because I want you to know this is a highbrow evening of entertainment. So I used to have a very highbrow job. I was a hotel concierge. I used to call myself Kevin the Concierge and write silly stories about the stuff that I got to hear and see. So one time I was working at a hotel called the Paramount Hotel, which some of you may know, it's in Midtown. And it's very swanky, very nice, very like black and like very like dark and moody and sexy and all that good stuff. And so I show up for my shift, and I had a weird morning where I was like having one of those days you didn't know what you wanted to eat, so you just eat a lot of weird things. So I'd eaten like 3 hard-boiled eggs and 2 pieces of mushroom pizza and some leftover Chinese that I didn't know when it was from. So that was like my weird meal before. So I get to work, and at this hotel, it was basically like a long hallway where all the employees could move through. And then there was like one window for the front desk and one window for the concierge. And then behind us, where only employees could access, were all of these little tiny offices that I never saw a person actually go in. So I don't know what they were there for, but they were there. And instead of having doors, they had curtains
that like separated these little offices. So I'm staying there trying to decide, like just having a boring concierge shift, and all of a sudden I feel this weird rumble in my tummy. And I'm like, wow, I ate some gross stuff, so we don't know what's happening down there. But we all know our own bodies, so I could tell that I didn't need to use the restroom, but I needed to expel a demon. And I also figured out that the bathroom was on the very far side of the hotel lobby, on the other side, and I knew, based on knowing my body, that I wasn't going to make it to the bathroom to expel a demon. So I had this genius idea. There's all these offices that no one ever is in, and it's not even a door, it's a curtain. So I just was like, this is great. So I walked to one of these offices and just kind of subtly leaned back so that my rear end went between the curtains. And I expelled a silent but deadly demon. And it was one of the, I stood there for like a minute to get it all out. And I even staged so there would be no like dragging behind back to my desk to like have anyone know it was me. And I walk back to my desk and I'm feeling very proud of myself. And then I hear the most heinous scream I have ever heard in my life. Because for the first time ever, someone was actually in one of those offices. And not just in one of those offices, but in the office that I had just released the beast. So this woman came out and she is screaming in Spanish. And I took Spanish in high school enough that I can still understand but cannot speak it. So I knew all the things she was screaming. And she starts talking to the front desk guy and they're trying to guess who it is. And like, how did that happen? And the front desk guy said, I think it's the gringo from the concierge desk. And they both just looked at me and I acted like I had no idea what was happening. And so I think I got away with it, but she will literally never forget me, I'm sure. And I never went back to that hotel. I told them that wasn't a good fit for me. So I went to another hotel because I had totally ruined my chances of working there again. So that's the kind of highbrow evening you're going to be having tonight. And because I literally couldn't think of a song that would fit with a farting story, I'm just going to sing for you a song that's a little ridiculous. So here we go. Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do. Don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me, that makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon as we poison the pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. The sun shining bright, everything feels all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impropriety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to the pigeons. It just takes a smidgen to poison the pigeons in the park.
For Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So I love looking out and seeing a lot of friendly faces. Thank you all for coming. It really means a lot to me to come and celebrate my birthday. And my birthday falls on the first day of spring, which is great for allergies, as you can tell, but we're going through it. And so there's lots of great faces out here, but I have to point out that my parents are in the audience. See right here in the front. And my father is a very smart man. Because when he and my mom were starting out and having kids and all that stuff, he basically told her that he would take part in every part of child rearing except for teaching kids how to drive. And my mom, thinking this was a very, like, very, very sweet gesture, was like, yeah, of course, if that's the one thing you can't do, like, I can take care of that. Funny thing is, though, she hadn't met me yet. And so, fun fact about me is I don't like learning new things. I mean, I do, but I don't like... I don't like new things, but it's mostly because I don't like being the best at something right away. So I don't like if I don't know all of it, so then I either don't do it or I act like I know all of it, which is what I decided to do at 16-year-old with driving. So I am from Florida, and if you didn't know this, it's ridiculous, but in Florida, you can get a learner's permit and then never take driver's ed. You never have to log any hours of actual driving. And then you just take a test, which has not very much except for stopping at a stop sign, and they give you your driver's test. So I thought my mom should just quietly let me do what I'm doing, and I'll get a license, and she didn't have to teach me anything. But she thought she had to tell me how to drive. So we were constantly fighting, having all these awful back and forth fights. And one day I asked her if I could drive. I was going to work, and so I asked if I could drive, and she said fine, but she was in a bad mood already because I was going to be awful, but we knew that. So we came up to the first stop sign in my neighborhood, and I did what I always did, was like sort of stop and then roll through it and keep going. And she wasn't having it this day, and she was like, all right, we're done. I need to drive. I can't handle this. You didn't stop. So the next stop sign, stop, and we're going to switch. So I said, okay. But in my head, I'm like, no, I want to keep driving. So when we got to the stop sign, I stopped fully, and my mom opened the door and put her foot on the ground to get out of the car. And I decided, wait, no, I don't want to do that. So I hit the accelerator to the ground, and I turned left, which meant that I turned left, and so she flew back into the car, like almost falling into the back of the car. And I, in my head, that split second, I was like, oh, this is great. I win, because now I'm still driving. And she's in that seat. And then she turned to me, and it was like in Pee Wee when she says, I look just like this. Like, my mom turned to me, this monster. And she was like, pull over. And I did. And needless to say, it took a year and a half for my mom to allow me to actually take the driver's test. And now she's very pleased I live in New York because I don't have to drive. So let's sing a song about driving. You got a fast car. I wanna play daddy where, maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at a convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. You live with the bottle, that's the way it is. He said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. Mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough that we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we're driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go tool and entertain ourselves. You still ain't got a job. And I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Find a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we're driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job, pays all our bills. You stay out drinking so late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hoped for better. But maybe together, you and me, find we ain't got no plans. We ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we're driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough that we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. When I play football, I don't feel bad. Don't think about homework or cops or my dad. There's only cheerleaders, sunshine, and sweat. It's the closest to heaven I'll get. Win or lose, it's all the same. I keep my head in the game, but that's not why. Not why I love football. Jason's the captain, but Danny's the best. Paul crushes Miller like cans on his chest. Russell does push-ups and Jake's getting laid. And me, I have never played. I just sit, I don't care. They undress and I stare. And that is why I love football. Me and Russell go to the movies sometimes. Russell's blonde and he likes to cuss. Me and Russell talk about going somewhere where I'm off the bench and we can be us. And that's why, that is why I love football. Russell keeps telling me I am the one. We're skipping town soon as high school is done. Till then we get high and I hold him real tight. And that's where I was that night. Hooking up behind the gym. Went all night. Just ask him. But I would appreciate it if you took my word for it. That's why I love football. That's why I love football. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I made a lot of bad decisions in my life. I'll own it. I'll say it. I'll take it. But one of the decisions I made that was not a bad decision was about 6 years ago, two of my closest friends said, hey, do you want to start getting drunk on a podcast and talking to the stars in New York theater? And I said, yeah, okay. And we just thought it was going to be this fun little thing that we did for a little bit. And it's now a 6-year thing that is on the Broadway Podcast Network and has opened a lot of doors and has been really awesome. So please give the warmest welcome to the two people that I have seen drunk the most in my life, Brian Plofsky and Kimberly Schmidt. Yes. Yes.
I brought my wine.
I'm proud of you. I would expect nothing less.
I need to be closer to you.
Great. And this is going to be a little bit of an audience participation thing, but we'll get that in a second. So here we go, and this is how I feel about these two friends right here.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together.
That's true.
We may not go far, but sure as a star.
Right there.
Wherever we are, it's together.
Wherever I go, I know he goes. It's
yeah.
True. Wherever I go, I know she goes.
Always.
No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos. Amigos,
away
together. thick and through thin.
That's it.
All out or all in. And whether it's win, place, or shawl, with you for me and me for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do together, wherever we go.
All right, so on your tables, we had put little slips of paper for you to fill out movies, and I hope you all did that because they should be in here. Do I have any out there that are still outlined? No, great. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a fun game, and you're going to be helping us out. So we are going to try to describe the movies that you put in here, but singing to the melody of this song. And we are going to see who can get more from the audience, Brian, me, or Kimberly. But keep in mind, it's my birthday, right? So Brian's got his things. Go ahead and check your movie and be ready. So basically, you guys are just going to shout it out. So don't feel weird. Just shout out what the movie is, because the more that you get it quicker, he can move on to the next one and try to get more points. But again, keep in mind, it's my birthday. Great, great, great. All right, you guys, you ready for me?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Brian. Ready?
Yeah.
Time to lose.
This stars Clark Gable from 1939. Yeah, yes, it's Gone with the Wind. Thank you kindly. This is close in time. It stars some more people. And no, it is about a Morocco. Yes, thank you. And next we have a film about rollerblading in California. Thank you. And next we have, of course, a horror movie. It's about a pregnancy. No, keep going. No, yes, it's Rosemary's Baby. I don't know where I am in the song. This is about a shark and boats, and it was with Richard Dreyfuss together wherever we go.
How many? How many do you have?
One, two, three, four, only five.
Okay, five minus my birthday deficit. So you got three. Good job.
Yeah.
I will hold your wine. All right, Kimberly, we're gonna count you in with a one, two, three, and a four.
This is about Miss New Jersey, but she's an FBI agent. Thank you. I'm throwing them to you. One is very stupid. And the other is more stupid. Thank you. I think this one is in black and white.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's in black and white. Rosebud. Kevin says Rosebud. Cool. She's lost, looking for a baby. With David. Thank you. These are dolls. They're gonna get married. It's very spooky. He has red hair. They're bride. But his bride. Thank you.
Great.
How many?
So Kimberly got five with a birthday deficit. She gets one.
Yay!
All right, and we're gonna see how well I can do here.
I believe in you. But you start with a five.
And a one, two, three, four. They don't get along, but two of them do. And they're in New York. They just made this movie. It's a musical. West Side Story, yep.
They don't get along.
This guy hasn't had sex, and he's old. Thank you. These people have sex, and they're both boys. And it happens on a... Thank you, bro. And this one is, I love this is in here. It's a horse with a thing on its head. Last Unicorn. That was my favorite movie when I was five. All right, this is, who did this movie? Oh, it's Heath Ledger. Oh, Heath Ledger, when he was a student in a school.
He was a brunette, yeah.
I gotta get another one. Okay, this is, Diana, the musical, the movie. And because of your applause, I'm going to count that I got that one. So I got 16 and I win. And one, two,
right.
Three, four.
Wherever we go.
Here we go.
Whatever we do.
We survive.
We're gonna go through it together.
Uh-huh.
We may not go far.
Oh, yeah.
But sure as a star.
Right there.
Wherever we are, it's together.
Oh, I'm glad you got your wine. Wherever I go, I know he goes.
I'm always there.
Wherever I go, I know she goes.
With wine.
No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos. Amigos. Okay. Together.
Through thick and through thin. All out or all in. And whether it's wind, place, or shawl. With you for me and me for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do together wherever we go.
Ball change. Brian Plosky and Kimberly Schmidt, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We love you guys so much. Don't forget to find us on social media. You know where we are. You can just search us Broadwasted, Broadway, S-T-E-D. That's how you spell it. I don't know if we have to say that anymore. But you know where to find us. Follow us there. Listen to us wherever you can listen to podcasts. But I always wonder why Brian says that, because you're already listening to us, so you found us somehow. But I'm going to say it too, because he says it every week, so I feel like I should. So listen to us wherever you find us, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, rate and review us there. 5 stars, please, and thank you. And definitely listen to next week, part 2, and also keep listening and loving, and you can find us on Patreon, and I don't usually do all this by myself, so we always end with a quote, and I didn't have one prepared, but I can come up with a quote. I can do this. The quote is, "Good morning, Baltimore. There's the flasher who lives next door. There's a bum on his barroom stool. Wish me luck on my way to school." I don't know why that's the quote that came to my mind, but that's your quote. And we love you all. So as we end every episode, I will raise a drink to myself and say, zoot doo wop bump. Cheers.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.